We're living in the closing hours of this world's dispensation. I don't see how that anyone could look, just take a look at the newspapers or turn on the radio and not repent. I can't see it. How that we're just at the eve of some great something that's fixing to happen. Even nature shows it. The world is becoming nervous. It's bursting forth its volcanics, and it's having a nervous prostration. The great earthquakes are shaking and splitting the roads, and fearful sights of the flying saucers and missiles that they can hurl through the earth and destroy and annihilate a nation in 5 minutes. We're at the end time.
Amen.
Something's taking, there's no way to stop it. There's not a way, there's only one way out of it. That's us.
Amen.
There's no way of trying to hide. There's no hiding place but one. As little girls used to sing here when I was just a boy preacher, they used to sing, there's no hiding place down here. I went to the rocks to hide my face, but the rocks cried out, there's no hiding place down here. But there is a hiding place. The name of the Lord is a mighty tower. The righteous run into it and are safe.
Amen.
How glad we are to have this hiding place at the end time. And as we look around and see these great signs of moving, and this coming revival, if God willing, I want to go all the way into Genesis and bring out those great striking points that we're at the end. We're here. I believe that this existing generation is on the earth right now that will see the coming of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I'm 48. I may not see it. I don't know. It may come tomorrow. But I believe that there's some here that will see the coming of the Just One.
Amen.
The ending of the time.
Amen.
And I believe that most all of us, especially that's in this church this morning, will never die with old age until we see one of the most horriblest things happen that's ever happened to people, that's going to happen right here in this nation. It's this truth. Brother, we've wayed past the borders of mercy until there is nothing left but judgment.
Amen.
But the righteous will not have to be punished with the unrighteous. God will come and Jesus will redeem His church, and we'll go up in the air to meet Him.
Amen.
And it'll be far beyond any bombs or any troubles, and we'll be protected during that time. So children, back to your God quickly. Don't tangle with the world for anything. Stay out of this modern world. Stay out of these modern theologies. Just look to the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Read your Bible and pray all the time. Don't be weary. Be rejoicing, happy, for the redemption of the church is drawing nigh, when we shall see Him who died for us.